The second break, we will like to listen to a song. Brendan, we do a segment on the other side of this break called Rhetoric of Pop, where we will give a rhetorical analysis to a song that's near the top of the Billboard Hot 100.
All right.
We can't always do number one because normally it's just Justin Bieber.
Yeah. The same Justin Bieber.
So this is Alicia Cara's Here, and we will talk about it when we return.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So if you can't go back, enjoy your party, I'll be here. Somewhere in the corner, under clouds of marijuana, with this boy whose heart's been knocking, hardly hear. Over this music I don't listen to, and I don't wanna get with you. So tell my friends that I'll be over here. Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? With this, an antisocial pessimist, but usually I don't mess with this. And I know you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me. But honestly, I'd rather be somewhere with my people. We can kick it and just listen to some music with a message, like we usually do. And we'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet. So pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be here. In the kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. Oh, tell them I'll be here. Right next to the boy who's throwing up, cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? The TV with my beanie low, yo, I'll be over here. Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break up out of here.
Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. Please go check us out at depaul.edu/writing. I am Ryan McQueenie, joined, as always, by Kate Harrington. How are you doing, Kate?
I am effervescent.
Ooh.
Good one, right?
There we go. See, you started laughing because you knew it was coming. And I had no idea that was coming, so I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Does that mean good, by the way?
It means, like, amazing, like effervescent, ooh, shining.
Oh, okay. All right. I can do effervescent then. I like effervescent. We are joined with Brendan Moore. How are you doing, Brendan?
How do I follow that up?
I know. I was just going to say, I set you up for failure.
You can just say good. It's fine.
I am stupendous.
Nice.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah. So Brendan is from the DePaulia, and we've talked a little bit about what he and the DePaulia cover, but we've talked a lot about this presidential race and the world of government and politics, and it's been, as Skrull Radio typically is, fascinating and insightful, and I'm glad we did it, but... we're going to have a little bit of fun here for a second. And the fun thing the first fun thing, mm-hmm. number one fun thing is, oh, is I'm like actually pretty lame, and I have an hour a week where I have to make sure it doesn't come through, and sometimes my lameness comes through. Yeah, accidentally. So America's favorite game show segment, Word of the Day. It's where we guess a rare or uncommon word. And Kate, can you just, I don't remember why I do it.
We do Word of the Day because words are the currency of life.
That's it. That's the reason.
How could you forget three times in one episode?
Our word is pingle. It's a verb. We know so far that it is done in Congress. Mm-hmm. So you can text us at 773-325-7341, or you can get at us at on MySpace, MySpace.com/no, just kidding. Send me a private message on my LinkedIn account. Just kidding. I don't have a LinkedIn account. Tweet us with the hashtag Scrawl Radio if you have a guess. The final clue is Socrates.
Hmm.
So it's like philosophical. In some way.
Hmm. Okay, here's a guess.
Quick guess.
Something about like being in like a circle and making decisions. Like the Socratic method. Mm-hmm. You know, like isn't Congress like kind of like a horseshoe shape? That's my guess.
Yeah. I have a guess, but I'm gonna think on it for a few more minutes how I wanna word it.
Okay.
But I think I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I think this could be my week.
Oh, boy.
And return listeners will know that I've not quite had a week yet. So fun thing number two.
Number two fun.
Rhetoric of Pop. We had a really interesting song this week. It was Here by Alicia Cara. And so let's do a little rhetorical analysis thing on this song.
Mm-hmm.
So
first and foremost, in a rhetorical analysis,
sure.
What is the argument? What's the author saying?
I think this one, in my opinion, is a little bit cut and dry.
Yeah.
Parties suck.
True.
Is that,
where's your evidence?
Okay. Where's my evidence? The whole song where she doesn't like the party that she's at all.
I need textual evidence.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'll pull out a good line.
Brendan, find something.
I mean, are you on the same page as me here or what?
I am on the same page as you.
I think Brendan and I are on the same page as Alicia Cara here.
I read the first few lines. I'm like, yeah, I feel you.
Sorry if I seem uninterested in this party.
I was going to say the line, oh God, why am I here?
That's sure, that's textual evidence. Yeah, and that's how she leads into every one of the choruses is she says something about being here. So the first one, she'll tell my friends that I'll be over here, kind of indicating that she's going to be in the corner away from the party.
Not diving into the party.
Not diving
and enjoying it.
So there's your textual evidence.
Thank you. You got to support your claims.
Sound like my 8th grade English teacher.
Yep. Let's see. What about intended audience? Do we think it's her other friends at the party?
Yeah. So this is where I think the most interesting thing is. This is what I wanted to talk about a little bit. Is the intended audience everyone at this party, or to me, it sounds like she's talking to one person specifically.
I think it's her friends who said, Alicia, let's go to this party. And she said, okay, I'll go. And she got there, didn't like it. And she said, you know what? I'm just going to hang back in this corner. I'll be over here if you need me, but I'm not going to be in the center of it.
Sure. Sure.
You disagree.
I have a theory. I have a theory. I think she's talking to a boy or a girl. I mean, it could be. I think she's talking to a love interest.
Okay.
And I think that this love interest invited her to this party. And she's singing. She's begrudgingly there. She doesn't like parties. But she wanted to hang out with this person. And they really wanted her to come. That's my theory.
But.
Now, I don't have a ton of textual evidence for that. But. That's just how that's how I heard the song. That's the intended audience I heard. There was someone that she's singing this to that wanted her to be there, and she went because of that person. And
I think it's a friend.
Who she's talking to. Well, maybe she wants to be more than friends with this person then.
But she says, with this boy who's hollering. So some boy's hollering at her.
Yeah, this other person. The other guy. She doesn't want to get with that one.
Oh. Okay.
Am I all completely off base? You guys know.
I don't believe you guys.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine. That's fine then. So that's not the intended on sister friends or the other people at this party. Fine.
All right. For advice, though, I don't think she has a very strong conclusion. She's just kind of hanging out and she says, I'm over here, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. Well, I think this is interesting. First of all, from like an ethos, logos, pathos perspective, it's a lot of appeals to like the senses throughout.
Definitely.
I've been to parties.
The you've music.
Been to parties. Mm-hmm. Kate, you've been to parties.
I've been to one or two.
One or two. I party. That sounds like an iPhone application.
I party. Tinder for parties.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
$1 million idea. Don't steal that, Scroll Nation.
I just copyrighted it. Do not.
Intellectual property. That's how it works, I think. So it's very descriptive to the senses as far as what a party feels like. And I think regardless of how introverted any of us are, we've at least once been this person at the party who was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, I think that
at every party.
I'm like, yeah, you know, that's been me once or twice. Mm-hmm. You know, and you drag to a party by a friend or significant other, whatever could be. And you know, you don't know anybody and you're sitting in the corner. Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally a good point too, if you don't know anybody. So like if one person brought you and you're just
lost. We've been there.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
So let's give everyone just a quick word of advice to this Alicia Carr, who's 18 years old.
Yeah, crazy.
And we talked about in the break while we were listening to the song is that holy crap, she has a really mature, like grown up voice for an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
So she's
you got, go, Alicia.
So but a quick piece of advice on how she could make this argument better or what she did well with this argument, what she didn't like about this argument for her next song about parties that suck.
I definitely think your point to the sensory appeal was great, but I think there should be a call to action at the end.
Sure.
You know, like, let's get out of this party.
Sure.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. There needs to be a call to action. There should be some sort of conclusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause she just sits there, you know?
I want to clarify the intended audience. That's what I wanted her to do next time. I want to know.
Oh yeah.
If she's talking to a boy or a girl or a group of friends or who she's screaming at with this thing.
Or maybe that was the intention for her to keep it open ended.
Keep it ambiguous. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So that way it's relatable to everybody.
Sure. You know? Okay. Speaking of things that are relatable to everybody, the word of the day. So we know that it is pingle, and it is a verb, and it is done in Congress, and it has something to do with Socrates.
So you could say they pingled in Congress yesterday.
Yes.
Right? That doesn't sound right.
You could probably say that. Brendan, I'll let you get the first guess.
Oh, God. Put me on the spot.
Pingle.
I'm going to say it's the act of making an argument before Congress.
Mm-hmm. I am going to say this was my idea. It has something to do with endless or seemingly pointless questioning and bickering. Because with Socrates, you're getting that Socratic method where you don't really ever get to an answer. It's just question after question after question. And in Congress, it's always yep.
And what is that really called when they
filibuster?
Thank you. Filibuster. I should remember
just
that
knew the word.
Thank you, Brendan.
Is there sort of telepathy going on here?
He knew what I was talking about.
So, Kate, you get the final guess.
That's a really good one, Ryan.
Yeah, I know.
I'm proud of you.
I'm pretty smart.
Good pingling. I guess maybe I'll say something about debating. Large groups debating.
Large groups debating. Okay, I'm going to cut you there. That's your final answer.
That's fine.
Locked and loaded.
I feel okay with that.
To struggle or debate.
Ooh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
unbelievable.
Man.
Unbelievable. Kate wins again. Are you undefeated this quarter? I think so.
Sweet. I really thought your answer was good, though. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, unfortunately, out of time this week. Of course, we will see you guys again next week at 11 o'clock. Same time, same place. But, Brendan, we want to end this episode how we always end every episode on Skrull Nation. This is saying, this has been Skrull Radio, reminding you to, and then I say put it in writing, but we all say it together.
Okay.
The timing can be an issue sometimes, so we'll try to get
this. Say it slow is the best way to go.
So this has been Skrull Radio, reminding you to
put it in writing.
Yeah.